following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, Cappy Kicks, and I'm here to kick you up out of that chair so you can learn to be a stronger, faster, and cooler person like me. So if you're ready, then let me teach you how to Kung Fu.
Welcome back to Let's Learn Kung Fu. It's your host, Cappy Kicks, and today I'll be teaching you what I know about role models and how to treat them as well as find one for yourself. So, what is a role model? A role model is someone you can trust and people who can teach you something or what you see. It can be really anyone or anything. A role model in my experience would be my dad or my shifu, because I learned not only things about, how size could be something that I can use to my advantage, or how to change what I do to make it look better in my forms, for example. One thing I really took away from my role models in my life was either technique as well as their hairstyle. Because a lot of people had really cool hairstyles, which I tried to mimic, but didn't really work out for me. So I just stuck to the bowl cut, which wasn't great either. The fact is, role models don't have to be crazy good at what they do. They don't have to be a master at anything. For example, they could be your classmates, because some people, as long as they have something that you want or something that you think is cool, then I believe that they could be a role model to you. Whether it be they're taller and they're able to use that, they're stronger and how they got there, faster, how they trained for that, or smarter, it just depends on what you're looking for to improve on. And this not only allows you to find people you can look up to, but also help you connect with other people learning the same thing you are. And while that might be super easier said than done, I believe that if you give it your best shot, you're going to find some people you can look up to. And there's probably a lot of people in your life who do that already. Now, it's important to keep in mind that not all role models are the same. Some role models can be better in some ways, while other role models might lack in some things that other people might have. And it's important to not only just take away from what they're showing you and how they might do it, but also try and improve on what you do via your own input. So take it with a grain of salt, like the saying. And building on what I would say for what I learned more specifically, other than their haircuts and how size can really matter, I believe that one thing role models taught me that was most important was how to be yourself. Because while you might be surrounded by many people who do their own things in their own way, style, form, and have their own advantages in some aspects via taller, stronger, faster, and in general, sometimes smarter than you, it really teaches you how cool it is to be yourself. Because not everyone is built the same. And if they are, some people put more time into things that they value more. So I would believe that when you find a role model, they not only should try to align to some of your values, but in general, they might be able to teach you some values that you might want to honor later on. Another key thing about role models is once you are around role models enough, you'll be able to become your own role model. Something that for me was definitely a hard thing to try for the first time, because I'm not only a martial arts instructor, but as well as a practitioner, but I'm also a performer. And when I perform, I really put myself under the idea that I need to be the best. So I can not only look cool in front of my siblings, but also in general for other people who want to learn Kung Fu. And you're definitely going to have those moments where you're going to feel like you're the best. You inspire people, and you're really one of those people who are from like movies like Rush Hour, where they jump over tables, break chairs, etc. The gist of it is, after you do Kung Fu for so long, you're going to meet so many different people, and you're also going to become one of those people. And when you are someone that other people want to look up to, you don't want to just be someone ordinary. You want to stand out. And I believe that if you really put the time and effort to develop your own style and meet as many people as possible, you're going to find what's special that you offer versus what other people might offer better than you. Because there's always someone better than you, but there's one thing that you can always do that might be better than someone else. But never compare. You don't need to compare to be really good at something. Rather, you just need to put in the work and get there. Now, let me teach you why it's important and what they can possibly teach you while expanding on what we just talked about. So, are you ready? Then let's go. About what a role model is, how you can find it, and what I learned a little bit, I want to expand on what I've learned, because you might encounter the same challenges I have encountered from, for example, my weight. My experience is of a kid who went into Kung Fu very shy, overweight, but really wanted to have fun and really try his best. And I met my first Shifu called Shifu J, who basically was able to not only teach me weight doesn't matter, but also teach me that when you push yourself, you're going to really make the distance. For example, Shifu J, in this case, is a larger 6-foot white man who not only looks like Kung Fu Panda, but also can pack a punch like Kung Fu Panda. He literally breaks through cement walls as his demonstration, which you can definitely search up if you look up like people who break through concrete blocks. And while that might not be all that there is to Kung Fu, that definitely showed me that no matter what, I can always do my best and there's no excuses. Another person in my life who taught me something was my Shifu, let's go with Pei. Shifu Pei is one of those very feisty and fiery type Shifus who would be on you if you mess up a little bit, because he's your motivator. He's not going to let you slide if you mess up way too much. He's going to keep on yelling at you until you get it. And that's a good thing, because if you're always told, oh, you're good at this, or, oh, don't worry about it, you're not going to get better. And while it might work for some people, for me it didn't work. That's why his style worked a lot. And it helped me improve at my style and general just being better at sparring. Because if you're always so passive when you try and fight someone, you're not going to get close to them or even land a punch here and there. Another Shifu who I learned from, let's go with Shifu Libro, was specializing in more of the form aspect. He was more of a performer in his life and definitely a great mentor to me when he was teaching me different stances and going over my forms. And he even helped me become a better teacher and gave me opportunities to go out and teach people in my neighborhood Kung Fu, which I believe if you ever get the chance to, you should definitely do that. But we'll talk about that next episode. And one more Shifu that I also learned from was, let's go with Shifu Zhao. Shifu Zhao basically taught me that repetition and movements are important, since the fact is, the more you practice, the better you'll get. But he showed me a conventional way of practice, which was doing something that was completely out of my comfort zone and still worked the same areas of what I am comfortable with. And the fact is, you do need to be uncomfortable. Because if you're always comfortable and doing the same stuff, you're not going to get better at things if you're uncomfortable or getting out of position. Because the fact is, if you're in a fight, you're not going to be throwing punches always on your feet. Sometimes you'll fall, sometimes you'll slip, sometimes you'll lose an arm, sometimes you won't be able to stand upright. And that's why forms are important. Because forms not only teach you how to be stable, but also understand application of different moves when you have to do it, which I believe is important in what he taught me. These different Shifus and many more which I've met over my life as a Kung Fu student, teacher, and performer have not only taught me different skills on how to apply my martial arts, but a mindset that if you really just put your mind to it, while it is really cliche, it works. Whether you're flipping, tripping, falling, punching, kicking, or anything, you can do it as long as you are willing to get out of your comfort zone and not afraid to admit some stuff sometimes. Because the fact is, one thing that also I learned from all of them in general was you need to accept where you are at the moment. You can't make progress if you don't accept that you're not there yet. But if you accept that, hey, I haven't made the goal yet that I'm trying to get to, and hey, I could definitely practice more, and you actually start doing those things, then you're going to start making progress. And then you'll be able to take what they teach you to the next level. Because they give you the foundation. It's up to you to make that foundation into some stairs to get to the next level. With that being said, now that I've taught you what they've taught me, why don't we get into what's important when you're learning from someone else? So today's life lesson will be respectful. Because no matter what they teach you or who they are, disregard all that. Rather, look at them as someone you're going to look up to. Someone who not only is going to teach you something new, but also is just a person too. And treat people how you want to be treated. Because if you treat them poorly, then why would they treat you nice at all? Unless they're just the greater person here, which some people are. But it's just good to be very nice to whoever you meet. And what do I mean by nice? Well, what I mean by nice is, I mean, don't look away and not focus on what they're saying. Don't do something while they're talking. Sit there or pay attention and don't fidget around unless you have to. But still, try your best to sit still, back straight, hands over your knees, kind of like crisscross applesauce. The fact is, they put effort in to teach you. And you should put effort in to not only listen, but understand what they're trying to get. And the fact is, if you don't understand something, then ask. Because if you ask, they're going to be able to teach you, oh, what do I mean by this? Or what do I mean by that? And sometimes, even later on in life, when they might say, oh, don't you remember this? And I'll be like, no, I do not remember it. But could you remind me, please? And then they throw you over their shoulder because you forgot or something to remind you. In Kung Fu, you're going to meet and learn too many things to remember. I'm going to just say that. And the more times you actually use it or get thrown by it, you're actually going to remember that. So keep in mind that that's a really good way to remember. Doing instead of just listening is way better. But when they're talking and teaching you, don't do anything because they're the only people who can really do that. And while there might be other people who can, you're there to learn from them. So don't just disregard that and try and talk to your friends. And if your neighbors are just disregarding it, ignore them and just focus on the stuff or get them to focus. But don't let them take you down with them. Because if they don't get it and they don't want to learn versus you want to learn and you want to get it, then just let them be and focus on them. Train your discipline, soldier. Train your discipline. I also believe that if in the end you don't really understand something and you really do want to get it, after class, like my shibu would always do, he'd always be willing to answer my questions. And sometimes if I'm too afraid to ask the questions during the class, I would just do that. Just in case you're shy like me and don't want everyone to hear your question because you might think, oh, I'm not that smart, or oh, people get this and they're not asking their question. The fact is, people probably have the same question. They're just too afraid to go for it. But if you're not afraid to go for it, then go for it. And if you want to ask after class, that's just good too, because I would do that a lot. And I'd have multiple questions. I wouldn't want to keep people there waiting for me. And just remember that they can offer a lot more than being a mentor. A role model doesn't have to be someone you learn something from all the time. They can be a really good friend. Someone who you just go to talk to about other things. Frankly, I went to my shifu to talk about girls because I didn't know what the heck I was doing when I was trying to understand what they do. And frankly, he taught me a lot because my shifu was a guy who had multiple sisters in his family. So he knew what girls really did and tried to give me some advice, but it failed miserably for me personally. But he told me this one time that from my personal experience with girls that, oh, if you send too many messages, I'm going to limit you to only one message a day. And if you go over that, you owe me 100 pushups per message. And I was like, oh, heck no. So I just did 100 pushups every day. And what do you know? I was able to do a one arm, one leg pushup by the end of it because I couldn't follow the instructions. Well, but that's just me. Well, that's what I learned from my role model, at least. Thank you for listening to Let's Learn Kung Fu Episode 5. But before you leave, I can't leave you without the joke of the day. What did the Kung Fu instructor say to the grasshopper? Hop, kick, and punch your way to greatness. So keep on hopping, kicking, and punching your way to greatness. Today, I want you to find an area that you can do the chant and yell out a name who might be a role model in your life or just someone who might be a role model. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, my dad. Thank you for listening to Let's Learn Kung Fu Episode 5. I'm super happy that you're here this long in the journey or just popping in. Have a great rest of your day and I wish you the best. And next time we'll be going over different opportunities in Kung Fu and learning how to teach as well as tournament ideas on how to get involved. See ya! Cappy Kicks out!